Oklahoma Congressman Jim Bridenstine calls it a power grab by an imperial president. And U.S. Representative Frank Lucas says it would trigger an onslaught of additional red tape for farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma. The so-called Waters of the United States designation is the federal government's attempt to define which bodies of water qualify for protection under the Clean Water Act. The EPA is trying to tweak that definition, and it's got farmers like Mason Boley worried.
It's my great-great-grandpa made the land run in 1893, and we still farm the same farm that they originally staked about 5 miles south here.
He gestures toward a dry stream bed at the bottom of a hill behind his house.
I mean, we're standing here on top of a hill, but yet there's a waterway not 20 feet from us that runs water when it rains, that runs into a pond that then dumps into the terrace that goes down to the next pond that dumps into the creek. That's all on this 160-acre patch.
The Boleys have transformed this land over the generations, dug ponds, built barns, fences, and houses, all without federal permission. But Mason Boley thinks the proposed EPA rule could change that.
It throws the door open for a lot more features to be considered waters of the U.S. Than there were in the mix before.
When J.D. Strong, director of Oklahoma's Water Resources Board, reads the proposed rule, he says even dry ditches in Oklahoma could fall under federal control.
They've taken an already fuzzy line of jurisdiction and simply moved it from one place to another, but it's no less fuzzy than it was before we started this exercise.
It's never been entirely clear which waterways are waters of the U.S. and get Clean Water Act protections. The current definition includes any waterway that, if polluted, would have a negative impact on interstate commerce.
All the major rivers and streams, the significant ones, ones that are flowing pretty much year-round and those sorts of things, those are clearly jurisdictional waters of the U.S.
But U.S. Supreme Court rulings in 2001 and 2006 said that's not a good enough test. That's why the EPA is proposing a new one. Ken Kaposis with the EPA's Water Office.
And the court said, no, you should be looking at the relationship of waters to each other and to make a determination of whether the pollution or destruction of upstream waters would have an adverse effect on downstream waters.
Kaposis says the proposed rules account for the interconnected nature of waterways. For example, he says you can't protect water in a river without fixing the pollution that comes in from its tributaries or adjacent wetlands.
So there are two questions that need to be asked. Are they related and connected to each other? And then secondly, would the pollution of the upstream water body significantly affect the downstream water body?
But the EPA says farmers' fears are unfounded and that the proposed rule actually includes fewer waterways than were covered prior to the Supreme Court rulings.
People are now wondering, if the words are going to change, is it going to substantially change the meaning? And we don't see it that way.
The public comment period ends in mid-October, and Kaposis expects the rule to be finalized next spring. And if history is any guide, Oklahoma and other states will likely sue to block it. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.